Migrants in Texas are expressing fear and uncertainty after a confusing back and forth over that new controversial Texas immigration law. The law lets local and state police arrest people in the country without documentation and allows a state judge to order them deported. Yesterday, the Supreme Court allowed the state to move forward with the law, at least temporarily. But hours later, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals reversed that, blocking Texas from enforcing the law. And today, the court has been holding a hearing on the law. Let's bring in Daniel Morales, a professor of law at the University of Houston. Professor, welcome.
It's great to be here.
So many courts, so many rulings, Professor. It's very confusing. We know the law has been debated at the Fifth Circuit today. What happens next in this case?
What happens next is the court needs to decide whether to issue a permanent stay on the lower court's order. From my read of the court today, I expect that the court will continue to not let the law go into effect, at least in part.
Okay, and that panel today, three judges, one George W. Bush appointee, one Trump appointee, one Biden appointee, interesting court there. Do you think that the Supreme Court will be stepping in again on this case?
I would expect so, yes. It's too important an issue for them to ignore.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the details here, because as we watch this kind of battling between the courts, I'm thinking that many legal scholars thought this Texas law didn't even stand a chance, given the century plus of precedent that holds only the federal government can make and enforce immigration laws. So I'm wondering, Professor, does Texas actually have a good case here?
Not under existing precedent at all. I think what was interesting today in argument was that the George Bush appointee that you mentioned focused in on the fact that Texas's argument sounded a lot like Justice Scalia's dissent in the binding case Arizona v. U.S. And so if we're just looking at past precedent, then no, Texas doesn't have a case. However, right, we have a different, very different court than we've had. And as with Roe v. Wade being overturned, and other sort of longstanding precedents, Republican state legislatures and state actors more broadly are taking advantage of the 6-3 conservative majority on the court and wondering and testing whether they will revisit old precedents and issue similar reversals as they did to Roe v. Wade in the Dobbs decision.
Okay, and then that 2012 Supreme Court ruling in favor of the federal government's power to enforce immigration in the case where Arizona enacted a similar law. This Texas law goes even further than that one that was not allowed to stand because it allows the state to deport some people seeking asylum. How unprecedented is that, and what are the implications?
It's quite unprecedented. The asylum rules that sort of govern today came out of World War II, and we have sort of stuck by our treaty commitments over time. There's certainly been some incursions on asylum, but that is the biggest problem that this Texas law poses. So, for example, if you cross at a port of entry at an unauthorized port of outside the ports of entry, right? If you just cross the border where there isn't a border patrol station, say, you might be subject to federal expedited removal, which is a sort of very quick process of going back from whence you came. But if you can express a particularized fear of persecution should you return to your home country, you usually, if you meet the threshold standards, are allowed to apply for asylum. And that's the really problematic part of this law, because it interferes with that process. And in fact, expressly permits the state to prosecute people even if they have pending asylum claims with the United
States.
Even if
they're already in a process. Got it. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the big things as well is that Mexico has said it's not going to accept any deportations made by Texas. How big a deal is that?
It's completely unsurprising, and it's a very predictable part of the problem with what Texas is doing here. The federal government already has difficulty returning some folks back to their countries of origin for various reasons. And as you can imagine, that's a complex set of negotiations that happens between countries. Mexico clearly stating that it won't cooperate with Texas is a way of highlighting that broader issue for the courts as they make these decisions.
Yeah, and we heard a Texas sheriff on Morning Edition who supported the law, but he said it would cost too much. I'm also wondering if law enforcement, local law enforcement, even understand immigration law to know who might have a reason to be in the country.
They generally do not. And that's the big, that's another huge part of this. Local law enforcement, I expect, and the city of Houston has said they do not plan on spending a lot of resources to enforce the law. And frankly, most people who are undocumented in Texas and everywhere have been here for a long time. And so it seems that the statute of limitations would actually bar them being prosecuted.
Daniel Morales is a professor of law at the University of Houston.